Butte County, a small region of concentrated disaster. From the ashes of a nuclear reactor breach in terrible conjunction with a pan-dimensional alien invasion and an unprecedented supernatural convergence, these two heroes arise. Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Pete.
And we're the Pest Guys.
And we want to help you with all your long-leggedy beastie problems.
We find our heroes deep within the municipal remnant of Newton County, having just received an urgent message from Ladyfinger Police Commissioner Cordon Bleu.
Hello, boys. I sure hope you receive this message nice and quick. We need your bug handling experience over at the Ladyfinger Community Center. They're in the middle of their annual Jane Austen-themed doll festival over there, but it's been interrupted by one hell of an infestation. Some type of giant beetle-like creatures.
Jeepers!
I know. Anyway, now these giant beetles have got over 100 people held hostage in the center's gymnasium.
We better go blast them, Pete.
We don't dare try blasting them. Not with all the captive civilians trapped in the building. We're really hoping you boys have an alternate solution for getting rid of these things. So, if you're listening to this message, please, get your butts over here now! This is Commissioner Cordon Bleu, by the way. Bye.
Chili chicken tenders, Pete. Wasn't Ma supposed to be at the community center today?
Now she sure was, Mike. She was looking to acquire a limited edition Mr. Darcy porcelain jobby at that Jane Austen Dollfest thing.
Damn it!
Yep. Yeah, is it just me, or does this sound like another one of them Tutankhamun scarab situations?
Sure does. Well, Pete, to the Black Widow! With that, the pest guys hop into their jeep, the Black Widow, and race along the thoroughfare toward Ladyfinger Community Center to face off against their dung-hungry foes at this scary scarab fair. Affair. Bear affair? Thoroughfare? Whatever. Well, here we are, Pete.
And there they were.
Holy Toledo, Ohio, Pete. Looks like all the tactical squads from every town in the county has conglomerated just outside the community center there.
And they're blocked off by a whole giant beetle barricade. Those buggers must be 8 feet tall.
Hey, look, even the Cheesdale Volunteer Fire Department turned out.
What are those basement savers gonna do against a squadron of 8-foot scarabs? It's impossible to get through those tough exoshells they got on them with bullets, let alone a big hose. We're talking impenetrability the likes of any of them armored vehicles sitting over there in the parking lot.
Yeah, too right there, Pete, too right. The commish was smart when he said he didn't want anyone to just start blam, blam, blamming away. What with Ma and all those other hostages just inside the building, heavy artillery of any kind would be bad news bearskins for sure.
So, just how exactly are we gonna burst our way through into the hostages then there? I mean, there then.
Just a second-rooney there, my brother. I'll just pull out the old binoculars and have a quick looky-loo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like there's no Beatlemania happening on top of the rough there. What do you say we catapult ourselves up and then parachute down? And then once we're on top, we can break our way through the skylight. Should have us dropping right down onto the gymnasium.
Good idea there, Mikey. I just wish we had a chance to test the new Pulse some more before using it in the field.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a mite dangerous without the old Mike and Pete seal of approval.
Well, we gotta get our approval rating on it somehow. I guess now's as good a time as any. Yeah, better suit up.
Before we do, Mike, you're sure this building's got a skylight?
Well, the old building didn't, Pete, but this is the new center, remember?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's right. Well, then, let's get the Pulse out and strap on the old shoot packs, shall we?
I think we shall. Now hold up a sec, yeah, here comes the commish. Hey, what's the hap, CB?
Did I just overhear someone mention something about a catapult? Where are you boys going to get a catapult? Check this out, Mishy baby. Black Widow, activate catapult mode. Revolution. Holy mother of mercy. The Widow just transformed into a catapult on wheels.
Yeah, she sure did there, Blue Balls. Now if you'll excuse us, we're gonna pult ourselves onto the roof there.
Whatever you say, boys. What do you need from us? Well, you just keep that beetle gaggle blocking the front entrance busy whilst we do our thing, sir. That'll be enough for now. Will do. I'll go inform my men of the plan. Keep your radios on so we can stay in radio communication the whole time. You betcha, boss.
All right then, off we go.
And off they went. We now find the pest guys valiantly sitting themselves down in the bucket of the Black Widow's catapult, readying themselves for the dangerous launch. Okay, Pete. When I yell eject, I'm gonna press the ejector button.
Why aren't we doing it on the count of three like usual?
Is that better?
It's, traditional.
Well, okie dokie. Ready? All right. One, two, three! Eject! Ah, son of a bee-stung monkey! Oh, so much for the new skylight. Oh, wowza. Did that ever hurt? Oh, my chute didn't open until just before smacking down on the window there. Hey, how about you, Pete? Your chute open? Hey, Pete! Pete? Peter Illington! Hey, where are you, buddy?
Up here!
Oh, there you are. Hanging up there from the rafter there. I guess your chute did open.
It sure did, bud. But now it's snagged, but good. I'm gonna try and cut myself free with my knife.
Pocket or Bowie?
Well, I was actually thinking of using this little Scandinavian number.
Ah, that should do her.
Yeah, I find that although usually praised for the ease of sharpening given to it by the unique single bevel, it's the acute angle of the Scandinavian blade that gives it the sharpness, so very useful in times like these.
Hey, well, hold on there just a minute, Pete. You're too high up. You're gonna break every bone in your body when you hit the floor.
Yeah, not if I land on that drone as she passes by.
Drone? What are you talking about, drone?
That soldier scarab heading right for you.
Oh, shit.
That did her.
Hey, great timing, Pete. You landed right on that scabber's noggin just before it could get to me.
Oh, Uchiwawa, that was some drop. Is it dead?
I don't think so, bro. Not with that hard case shell you mentioned just a few pages ago. Nah, I think it's just knocked unconscious. Why don't you take your blade there and stab it in the vulnerable spot they got right behind the left antenna there. That should pierce right through into the brain pan.
Rightio, bro. There we go. That did her.
Well, now we know for sure that that's how you kill these big turds.
Oh yeah, for sure. But there's no way we can possibly round up all them beetles out there and hold them still long enough so we can climb up on them and stab them all behind the left antenna. Not to mention having to get rid of any nasties we find roaming the halls now that we're inside. I think we're gonna have to find another way to get rid of them. Something bigger. Something, you know, faster. Also, why specifically the left antenna?
Because their brains are located dorsally underneath the left antenna, Pete. Come on. That's basic beetle anatomy 101 right there.
My bad, my brother.
But you're right, though. Those rabs aren't gonna just wait around for us to poke them below the eyeball one juicy eye stalk at a time. And flamethrowage is out.
What with all the people. Not to mention Ma's in there somewhere. And little sis sure would be miffed if we roasted our own mother.
She sure would.
Little sis!
That is, if Ma were here to get roasted.
Hey, B, what are you doing here?
Yeah, things pretty slow at the pet store.
It's Ladyfinger Pet Store owner B. Illington, little sister of the pest guys. Not as tall, but just as brave.
Well, big brothers of mine, I came here to procure that Darcy doll for Ma, because, as you may or may not know, she's been sick these last few days with a bad case of gypsy curse.
Pete told her to stop inviting Esmeralda to be a part of the bridge club. They're both so competitive.
Yeah, isn't this like the third case of the gypsy curse Ma's had in at least as many months?
Anyways, I expect you boys are looking for a way to make these bugs disappear, yes?
Yep.
For sure.
Well, feast your peepers on the gemstones that are the eyes of Ma's new special edition Mr. Darcy doll.
Hoo, mama! Those are awful big to be sapphires.
And mighty green. What are they, sis? Demetoid garnets?
Nope. Those, my friends, are solid Zulanite. Crown jewels of the Zulian Empire.
Crown jewels of the Zulian Empire?
I told you it was special edition.
I'll say.
And very likely to be the solution to our problems.
But how did you,
Give us back our gemstones!
What the hell, Carp, was that? Who said that?
I think she did?
You killed my love!
Oh, jeez. A walking, talking Elizabeth Bennet doll.
She will be an old man!
And she's got a Bennett sister doll army with her.
Living dolls? Now I've seen everything.
Well, actually, Mikey, the dolls themselves ain't alive. Not technically. It seems as if these giant sentient space beetles travel with some of their little baby beetles. Anywho, these little rascals must have crawled their way into some of the festival's dolls, probably in search of said Zulianite stones, making it appear to us as though these dolls have come to life. Which, funnily enough, makes it less of an inanimate animation kind of situation, and more like a parasitic host sort of thing. Or even a straightforward possession, if you look at it from the doll's point of view.
You do not know what he really is! Pray, do not pain me by speaking of him in such terms!
Whoa! It seems like maybe they have now locked into some kind of connection with the spirits of the Pride and Prejudice characters. Question mark? I don't know.
I had just gotten over my prejudice, and he is Pride, and we were going to be married. But now you've smashed into bits. I have no notion of rubbing people in halves.
Okay, this is just getting silly now.
In halves, eh? Hey, Pete, you still got that Scandinavian knife on ya?
Sure do.
What do you say we pop out those pretty peepers of Mr. Darcy here?
The Zulian stones? Okay. There we go.
Little sis, why don't you go on and smush those two old rocks together and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
And so young Beatrice does just that. And there's a tremendous flash of light filled with astounding and unusual colors. It doesn't really matter which colors. This is a podcast. You'll have to imagine it anyway. Believe me, though, it's a big old flash of shimmering light. And just as all the tremendous light is fading away, all the dolls drop to the ground and lay there lifeless, with baby bugoos eking out of all those eyes that blink when tilted up and down.
Hey, pest guys. All the beetles outside here just disappeared. What'd you boys do?
Well, I'll tell you all about it in two shakes, Commish. First, me and Michael round up the hostages and make sure we can give you a big ol' all clear on your beetle problem there. This is the pest guys.
And their little sister.
Over and out.
And now, later, outside of the community center.
There's still one thing I don't understand, Phyllis. How did Mike here know that the Zulian stones needed to be joined together? And how did the scarabs all just disappear in a flash of light?
Well, that's all very simple, Commish.
And we'll tell you all about it on the drive home.
So, should we just send the bill to the community center committee, or will the town council be paying?
Now, wait just a second. Exactly what did you boys do here? It seems like your little sister had this problem all tied up before you fellas even arrived.
Yeah. Just which Illington sibling should they make this check out to, hmm?
That's a fair point there.
Yeah, what do you say, B? You want to join the pest guys once and for all? You know, it's what Pop always wanted.
Sorry, fellas. I'm happy taking care of my animals at the pet store.
Aw, come on, sis. Isn't there anything we can do to change your mind?
Nope. Sorry, fellas. I like working with pets, not pests.
That's a good one.
That's like
a little scammer.
Well, it looks like the Illington boys have solved yet another pest problem for Mutant County. And as our heroes enjoy a hearty, disproportional laugh, I can't help but wonder why the title of this episode is called Sentient Sensibility when the dolls were from Pride and Prejudice. But that's a mystery for another time. Tune in next week. Well, not literally next week, but some other time. The next thrilling adventure of Mike and Pete, the Pest Guys, is only a download away. Good night.